You're listening to SBS News.
Morning. Any first names?
Maybe, yes.
It's the start of a new chapter in Canberra, with the new MPs from the 46th Australian Parliament taking the first steps in their political careers. It's an orientation day of sorts for the 2019 cohort, which includes 16 coalition MPs, 9 from Labor and 2 independents. Despite coming from across the political spectrum, many felt the same first-day jitters. Labor MP for Dunkley, Peter Murphy, asked reporters for directions.
I'm pretty sure this is the entrance, right?
While the Liberal MP for Wentworth, Dave Sharma, experienced a case of déjà vu.
Feels like the first day of school, yeah. No nerves though, excited to be here.
And independent member for Warringah, Zali Stegall, was rugged up and getting acquainted with the chilly Canberra winter.
Looking forward to getting the office organised and meeting a few of the other new members, Helen Haynes as well, and just enjoying finding my feet and getting the lay of the land.
Seated for the first time on the Green Horseshoe within the House of Representatives, Speaker of the House, Tony Smith, addressed the incoming MPs.
It's a real honour to be a member of the House of Representatives, and I just want to tell you how rare it is. From the first Parliament till the end of the 45th Parliament, there were just 1,176 members elected to the House of Representatives in all of that time, 118 years. And your group, the class of 2019, takes that figure to 1,203.
Among the figure of 1,203 representatives, member for Chisholm, Gladys Liu, made history of her own, becoming the first Chinese-Australian woman in the lower house.
I think that this shows that our country is so ready to embrace the multiculturalism and people, migrant people from all countries.
But despite a day of unification within the new cohort, rifts from the outgoing term of Parliament linger. In a new documentary by Sky News, Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton alleges that he was offered the deputy leadership position under the Turnbull government. Speaking with Sky News host David Spears, Dutton says this occurred after his leadership contest.
Malcolm came up to me after that party room meeting and said, you know, I want you to stay on as Home Affairs Minister. And I said, Malcolm, you know, that position's untenable and, you know, I can't accept that.
What was that moment like?
Look, I mean, it's all, you know, pretty high-stakes discussions and a desire to see the best possible outcome. So in my mind, an easy transition is always the best, but...
Is that what you were asking him to...
I thought that should have happened.
And you said that to him? You should stand aside.
He offered me the deputy leader position.
He offered you the deputy leadership?
Correct. And I said to him that this was just, given what had just taken place, that wasn't credible. And it wasn't his to gift either.
Malcolm Turnbull dismissed this claim as nonsense, while former Deputy Leader Julie Bishop also refused to comment.
It might not surprise you, but I rejected all the kind invitations to appear on that program, so I won't be putting my perspective.
Trade Minister Simon Birmingham also refrained from adding perspective.
Well, I think we'll never know the answer to that question.
With many hoping for a fresh start, the new MPs will return tomorrow for further orientation commitments. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.